In 1910, the player with baseball's highest batting average was rewarded with a new Chalmers car. The vehicle's $1,500 value exceeded the salaries of most players. In the Chalmers race, subtitled Ty Cobb, Napoleon Lajoie, and the controversial 1910 batting title that became a national obsession, Rick Hune tells the story of the batting contest that may have overshadowed the World Series. Rick Hune, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Let us begin with the personalities of the two contenders for that batting title back in 1910, because as it turned out, they mattered. Would it be an overstatement to say that although he hadn't been with the Tigers for long, by 1910, Ty Cobb was already detested?
He was detested by just about everybody outside of Detroit. When I say Detroit, I limit that to the fans and to the sports writers of the city, not the teammates, because I think they detested Ty just as much.
And would it be an exaggeration to suggest that Napoleon Lajoie of the Indians was universally admired?
Yes, he was one of the more popular players. He had been for a number of years. He was the American League's first superstar, and he was wildly popular outside of Cleveland as well. And in Cleveland, they had named the team after him. They were called the Cleveland Naps at that time.
Now, during the 1910 season, during this era in baseball, there was controversy surrounding the record-keeping itself. What was the state of the art of scorekeeping at baseball games in those days?
Well, it was pretty crude. The teams each appointed an official scorer. The official scorer had no formal training. He was one of the local sports writers. As such, he was just one among many, because back in 1910, Bill, there were a number of newspapers per city, many more than we have today.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you had was one sports writer keeping score with no more training than any of the others, sending those records or his opinions on the calls of the game to the league offices. Other writers would also keep score, and their box scores would appear in their papers and might differ from the official record.
There are several controversies connected to the final tally of batting averages in 1910, and one of them has to do with Lajoie's last eight at-bats. Tell us about those.
The last weekend for each man was a four-game series. Ty Cobb was in Chicago, and he took the last two games off thinking that he had a safe lead to win the automobile. The St. Louis Browns were the opponents of the Cleveland Naps, and they were the last-place team in the league, playing for nothing for a kind of a scoundrel named Jack O'Connor, whose nickname was Rowdy Jack. Rowdy Jack liked Napoleon Lajoie quite a bit and disliked Ty Cobb equally. And so he wanted to do everything he could do to make sure that Napoleon Lajoie had a friendly field for the game. The first at-bat, Napoleon Lajoie tripled. There was some question as to the efforts of the outfielder to catch the ball. The second time up, he swung away to the shortstop, who lobbed the ball, according to several reports, over to first base. And the last seven times he came to bat that day, came to bat a total of nine in a doubleheader, he bunted the ball down the third base line. And he was given a base hit on all of those except for one, and he was given a sacrifice, which meant no at-bat. So he went 8 for 8 in the doubleheader, and that would get him the valuable 1910 Chalmers 30 automobile.
It seems to me the real winner in the fall of 1910 was the Chalmers Motor Car Company. I wonder if any contest of that day or any other ever generated more publicity for a sponsor.
Hugh Chalmers, who was a big baseball fan in addition to being a marketing genius, really made some hay on that one, Bill. It was a car that was treasured. It was a sporty-looking model, and it was really an attractive-looking vehicle for its time.
There is a happy ending here, right? Both guys ended up with a car.
They did, and that, again, was Hugh Chalmers' genius in that he saw an opportunity to make everybody happy, so he gave away two vehicles. But in the end, Napoleon Lajoie told everybody that he thought his vehicle drove just a little bit better than Ty Cobb's.
Rick, in the book, you allude to various other scandals in baseball. Where would you place the story of the 1910 batting championship on the list of baseball's most mischievous or at least suspicious misadventures?
I would place it very high. A fellow named Ginsberg, a number of years ago, wrote a book called The Fix Is In. And in that book, he labeled it perhaps the most egregious because it was an attempt by ball players to help another ball player, even though they weren't on that player's team. And in fact, when Lajoie had the 8-for-8 day, 8 teammates of Ty Cobb telegrammed with their congratulations. And the controversy goes on today because Major League Baseball still treats Ty Cobb's original statistics as the top average for that year, while many of the baseball books and the websites that carry the baseball statistics have Nap Lajoie as number one for 1910.
Rick Yoon is the author of The Chalmers Race, Ty Cobb, Napoleon Lajoie, and the controversial 1910 batting title that became a national obsession. He spoke to me from WOSU in Columbus. Rick, thanks very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure, Bill.